Welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm your host, Liam Scott, and this episode, Working at Height. Working at height, or more specifically, falls from height, are the leading cause of fatal injuries in the UK workplace. They account for a third of all work-related fatalities. In construction, there were 51 fatalities recorded in 2024, with falls from height the primary cause. Now we know, under the work at height regulations, employers must ensure all work at height is planned properly, risk assessed and supervised, with appropriate safety measures in place. Non-compliance can lead to fines or prosecutions. That's great, but we would rather you don't get injured in the first place. And the personal impact. A fall can result in life-altering injuries. The effects are not just on the injured worker, but also think about the family impact. From emotional stress, financial difficulties, and long recovery times, the ripple effect of a serious accident is far-reaching, and a much better option is to take the extra time to plan out and execute the work successfully. So how do we go about planning and executing the work? Firstly, we need to avoid work at height where possible. We need to look to undertake tasks at ground level wherever it's feasible, including prefabricating structures or using things like drones to carry out visual inspections. We need to make sure we're using proper equipment, so using stable access platforms, scaffolding or ladders for the task. Ensure that regular inspections and maintenance of all equipment is in place. Make sure that the equipment is tagged and tagged correctly with all relevant information. If you're unsure, stop work and seek clarification. Apply the hierarchy of control. Prioritise collective protections, those protections which protect yourself as much as possible before you start getting into using things like PPE. Can you use fixed scaffolding with guardrails or install fall nets that limit the reliance on PPE? If we do need to work at height, we need to be thinking about securing tools and materials, so preventing tools and materials from falling by using tethering systems or secure storage, and only taking equipment and materials to height that we need. Also consider things like rubbish, discarded materials, they all need to be prevented from falling as well. They also need to be brought to the ground safely, so using tethered waste containers or using waste chutes. We also need to make sure that everyone who is working at height is adequately trained and supervised. It's also important to make sure that before we carry out any work at height, that we ourselves are feeling fit and well to do that. Do not try to be the hero. If you don't feel up to the job, say so before you begin. It could just be that you don't just feel 100%. You feel like you've been getting ill, you're taking medication with side effects, or otherwise you're not feeling like you're the best person to do that job safely in that moment. But make sure you raise that concern.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
And before we carry out the task, consider what's going on in the environment. Look at the workplace factors in your pre-work assessments. This includes things like unstable surfaces, wet conditions, strong winds if we're working outside that may affect how you carry out or if you carry out the job at this point in the day. Make sure we're wearing appropriate PPE, so things like helmets, harnesses and non-slip footwear tailored to the task. Refer to your risk assessment and challenge anything that you think is insufficient. As the personnel working at height, you have the competent knowledge on how to carry out the work safely. And as the individuals carrying out the work, you don't want to be working in an unnecessarily risky manner because you didn't speak up beforehand. It's also important to make sure we plan for emergencies. Have a clear rescue plan in place in case of an incident. This includes barriers around the base of a MUP or other equipment. Use of a standby person to bring you to the ground in the event of an emergency. Consider how you will communicate with those on the ground. Shouting may be suitable for some activities, but for others you may need to be thinking about equipment like radios. And remember, no job is worth compromising your safety or your future. Our mission is for you to get home healthy and safe every day. So in summary, we need to make sure that we are carrying out work that we do need to carry out at a height before we begin. If we can carry out that work without working at height, That is the preferred action. If we do need to be working at height, we need to make sure that we're planning and executing the work well, in compliance with legislation, and ensuring that you keep yourself healthy and safe at work. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.